Hi, everyone. Welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design with Dr. C. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, and thank you so much for joining us today. Entrepreneurship looks different for everyone. How and why we start our business, challenges that occur, pivots we have to make, success we achieve, all while life is happening. That's why I love sharing these inspiring entrepreneurs with you and shed light that there's enough room for everyone to succeed and thrive, even if you're in the same industry.
I am so honored today because I have Emmanuel with me. Emmanuel is the founder of the F Principle, a company dedicated to helping individuals break out of the self-sabotaging cycle of fear. He has helped over 1,800 people in 82 different countries conquer their fears and transform their lives. Through personalized coaching, expert guidance, and a focus on sustainable long-term results, Emmanuel has guided individuals of all stages become mentally independent. As a leader in conquering fears, he's committed to sharing his knowledge and expertise through speaking engagements, workshops, mentor programs, and media appearances. Thank you so much for being here today.
Pleasure. Thank you for the invite.
Absolutely. And I would love to just really dive into your journey, how you got here today, and then we'll dive a little bit deeper.
Well, my life started actually. I guess it started when I was like 14, 15 years old. Mm-hmm. It's a funny story. I'll try to keep it short. So not really fun. It's not a fun story. Honestly, what got me started with everything was a tragic story. You know, it started off great. Like I just won a chess championship in school. So I was super excited. I'm running home, right? I was in grade nine. I'm running home like, dad, I won the championship. I'm glad, you know, and my dad's not there. I'm like, all right, you know what? I'll tell him tomorrow, next morning. Because my dad used to work a lot, right? So I'm like, you know what? I'll talk to him in the morning, whatever. Saturday comes. That was a Friday night. Saturday comes. I get up. I'm super excited, right? I run down the stairs. I'm like, dad, I won. And then he's still not there. I'm like, what's going on? It's really weird. So I'm like, with all this excitement, I just want to tell my dad because my dad was the one who taught me how to play chess. And mm-hmm. he was the guy I used to play with all the time. And then I get a call from my mom. And she's like, come to the hospital right now. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? And it was weird because at that time I knew my dad was sick.
Yeah.
I don't know what was happening, but my brother, my grandma and I, we just rushed to the hospital. We were going and I'm excited still because I just won that championship. So I'm running in, I get up to the hospital, we get to the room. And as soon as I'm in the hallway, I see my mom, she's like bawling in tears. And that's when I realized, oh crap, my dad will never know that I just won. Because that was the exact moment that he passed away. I was 15, you know, and I had a lot of things spiraling through my mind at that time. And I was like thinking, okay, what is this? What's happening? You know, all I remember, aside from the good times, he worked hard. He worked long hours. I don't know how much fun he actually had, but essentially he was bored. He went to school. He worked. Had made a family. Worked harder and passed away. Mm-hmm. Like, I realized that's not the way to live life. Yeah. And that's when I realized so many people around are living the same lifestyle.
Yeah.
They're just going through life. That's not what I wanted to do. And then I made a decision that, you know what? I'm not going to be that person. I'm not going to live the same life. I'm not born to just go to school, be judged at school, then get a degree, start a family, work my ass off, and then die. That's not what I wanted. So that's what got me into entertainment. Mm-hmm. And that was a different story. Like, compared from where I was to now, it's a whole different character. I created a name for myself. I didn't like who I was at the time. I created a name for myself. And I was able to rise to a level of fame where, you know, I would get to know, where people would know me. I would tour, I would travel a lot, perform a lot. Mm-hmm. But I realized I was not happy. Mm-hmm. So from 15 all the way to close to 30 years old, I was unhappy and I wanted to leave the entertainment industry, but I couldn't because I thought it was all I could do. Yeah. I was afraid that people are going to judge me. I was afraid I'm not good enough to, for anything else other than entertainment.
Yeah.
And that led me to sabotage myself due to the fears that I had to leave the actual industry. Mm-hmm. And even though I've had the money, I've had people who I thought were friends. I thought I had like all 5,000 friends. I thought everything was good, but I wasn't happy. Yeah. And when I was 30 years old, I decided, you know what? I'm done. Mm-hmm. I am going to leave the entertainment industry. I've done everything I wanted to. I've achieved, I have all of these achievements. Like performed in front of 40,000 people. Mm-hmm. If you're ever in Toronto, there's a mural painted of me in downtown Toronto. I've done lectures in Vegas. Mm-hmm. I've become associated with all the big names, but I wasn't happy.
Yeah.
And there are two things that happen in the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. If you overexceed your time, number one, serious depression, and number two, death. Mm-hmm. So many entertainers die and take their lives because they can't bear not just the fame, forget the fame. Mm-hmm. It's the pressure of people who expect all of these things from you and you feel like you can't live up to it. So, I mean, when I was leaving the entertainment industry, I was really, really scared that all the followers I've had from the entertainment industry would not follow me to the new journey, which is the principal. Mm-hmm. So when I just quit cold turkey, started the new, like a new Instagram account. Mm-hmm. And I was so happy. I was so happy that absolutely, no, I can't say nobody followed me back, but maybe like 10 people followed me back. Mm-hmm. And it was a fresh start.
Yeah.
Where nobody knows who I am. I was using my actual name, mm-hmm. but I was happy and still am. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's in a nutshell.
And I so appreciate you opening up about that. And I think, you know, a lot of people have this expectation, especially with the entertainment industry, from like an outsider's perspective of, oh, you must be so happy. You have all this money, all this fame. And it's really like you touched on something so important. You never know what's going on behind closed doors. And understanding too, it's what makes you happy, what lights you up. And I love that you made that transition and started fresh because it was a new opportunity to really be happy. And you're living proof of what that change has caused for your life, for your overall well-being and everyone around you, I'm sure as well, because you show up differently when you're happy versus yeah. not. And really tuning into that, because it could be easy to continue on that path. But like you said, you either fall into depression or you don't make it out, essentially. But really understanding yeah. too, what makes you happy and what really is that aspect behind that. And I love that you really talked about like it's scary sometimes to leave something that you've known for so long. And I know you talk so much about fear and how much fear you had in certain aspects, but what is the difference between overcoming fear and conquering fear?
You know, I'm actually glad you asked that. Honestly, it is a huge difference. So look at it this way. When you overcome something, fear or any other problem, you're just pretend this is fear and you're just overcoming it, right? You're going ahead of it. The fear or the whatever problem you have is still there.
Yeah.
So it will eventually come back to you. So if you're going around and you have to go over, you have to overcome again and then again and again. But what if there's a way mm-hmm. to eliminate this fear? So you can just, instead of going over, you can just go front and back, right? What if there's a way? And now that's the question I've been asking myself. And then I realized there is a way. You have to conquer it. Now, what happens when you overcome fear? I'm going to get to about conquering in a second. But when you overcome fear, since the fear is still there, the problem is still there. If you look at any problem, the core of the problem is tiny, right? Mm-hmm. But if you let it stay in the back of your mind for long enough, it's going to grow and grow and grow and grow. Right? For people to understand what fear is, the society has taught us fear is is an acronym. Face, you can do either face everything and rise or forget everything and run. I think that's BS. I truly believe that is BS because fear has a meaning. Mm-hmm. And fear is an emotion caused by the belief that something bad or negative is about to happen to you. Now, most people think that the key word here is emotion, mm-hmm. but it's not. Mm-hmm. Because if you think fear is an emotion, and the key word is emotion, an emotion is just what you feel, it's not necessarily real. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, it's an emotion caused by the belief. So there is a belief that you create that makes the fear grow and grow and grow. As long as it's there, it's growing. People say, make fear your friend and go together. I disagree with that because fear will never be your friend. Fear will always be your enemy because as the fear grows, it's not going to strike you when you're feeling good. It's going to strike you when you're feeling down. Mm-hmm. It's going to strike you when life doesn't go your way. And when it strikes, it goes full force. Mm-hmm. And I assure you, that's not a pretty sight. So what can you do to overcome? I mean, not overcome, conquer the fear, right? Overcome, you just jump over, you walk around or go through it, mm-hmm. which is a horrible, horrible advice. Don't do that. To conquer fears. Now, to first identify what is it that you're afraid of? What is this big fear? Let's say, just give me a fear. I'll just dissolve it right away.
Fear of heights.
Fear of heights. I was just thinking the same thing. Now, why are people mostly afraid of heights?
Well, I think like for me personally, when I looked at, it's mostly a building, but if I look down, it's like my knees wobble and I got real, like my palms start to get sweaty because I feel like maybe I'm going to fall or anything like that, but it's only like a building, even though it's like strong standing still, it's just mm-hmm. that fear of like looking down and seeing everything.
And why do you think that happens?
I don't know. I think it's maybe because I feel like I'm going to fall, like, and
why are you afraid of falling?
Because I would get hurt or die.
Truth is, it's not for the heights. That's the root cause. But we can go. Why are you afraid of dying?
Because there's so much more to do in this world.
Exactly. So it's like a fear of missing out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you're not afraid of heights. You're afraid of missing out.
Ooh. True story.
Now that we have that, you know the core, right? It's not like a huge fear. We dissected it to the point where it's a core. We can go further. We can dissect even further.
Yeah.
Honestly, because the truth is, every single fear dissects into three topics. Mm-hmm. Number one is fear of judgment. Number two is self-sabotage, and number three is fear of not being good enough, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
The reason why you're afraid of dying is because there's so much more to do, and there's so much more to do, but you haven't done it yet. Why haven't you done it yet? Mm-hmm. You know, we can go completely to the absolute core, and then when you know the core, let's say, for example, the core is there's so much more left of life. Mm-hmm. So what can you do? Do more.
Yeah.
So at that point, you're not afraid of falling because you're so busy focusing on life.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's always a way to not just overcome it, not just go over it, mm-hmm. but avoiding heights, mm-hmm. but by going. And it's actually a funny story because I used to be terribly afraid of heights. When I was a kid, I fell off two steps. But I was a toddler at that time, right? So I fell, and for me, it felt like I got really hurt, and it felt like I was falling for a while. Mm-hmm. I couldn't deal with heights. The first time I ever went on a roller coaster, I legit peed myself. My legs were like shaking, and then I just couldn't help it.
Yeah.
You know? So I start conquering that fear. Mm-hmm. And now, when I got together with my wife, we went to Croatia, and I was up there. There's photos where I am on the top of the castle, like on the very top, and it was the best feeling ever. The cold breeze going through me, and it was just amazing. Or climbing up to top buildings, you know, or even like in Mexico, when there is a temple to climb up, oh my goodness, the air is so much fresh, so much more fresh there. You know, you see everything. You feel differently.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing.
It's true. You know, it's so interesting because like I have that fear of heights, but then I'm not scared of like roller coasters or flying or anything like that. And I feel like there's less control with those, but there's more control on a building because you can just like step back. But
yeah,
it's just so interesting how that like functions and how far we could take it and like explore. And I love that you like really focused in too on like the fear of not being good enough and like the other aspects too, of where I feel like there are a lot of people that have so many fears, and really being able to conquer that fear and being able to do it and not like work through it, like what you were saying, but really just like facing it and understanding what it is and what's the root cause. So it's not like putting a Band-Aid on it, but really understanding this, what is that symptom that's causing that in the root.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't understand that that's what you have to do. Mm-hmm. Not just with fear, but with any problem, right? Whether it's in relationships, right? When a couple gets into an argument, they're focusing on the heat of the moment rather than, okay, what is the real problem here? Let's dissect this. You know, you're upset with me for doing A, B, and C. Okay, what can I do right now to fix this?
Yeah.
And then problem solved.
It's true. And so going back to when you started your new Instagram, you're starting fresh with the F principle. How did you start that? Where did that really, the idea come from? And how did you make that jump and transition?
So when I was still in the entertainment industry, I realized I made a name for myself to the point where I was out there, right? So I was thinking of writing a book, How to Conquer Your Industry. You know, like how to really be omnipresent in front of like the agency's faces, you know, how to be in everyone's face. It was all about being loved, being hated. But then I realized I'm writing not about conquering your industry. I'm writing a book on conquering your fears. Because with the fears, any fear you have will set you back. You can't conquer the industry. You can't even start a business with fears. So then I wrote a little book, a booklet. It's called The F Principle Express. And it was still under the entertainment name. So I'm like, you know what? I like this. The F principle sounds mysterious. I don't know what it is. And then I'm like, what can the F stand for? Everyone thinks it's the F word, but actually it means stands for fearless. The fearless principle. How to appear fearless and feel fearless, even though it's impossible to be fearless, because fear will always be there. And I talk about there's only two types of people who are completely fearless. And I want nothing to do with them, because those two people are liars and psychopaths.
That's true.
Either you're lying to yourself and to everyone else, or you're not afraid of anything, or you literally don't feel it, which that can be good. It can be pretty trippy.
A little bit.
I'm not going to touch up on that topic.
Another topic for another day.
Yeah.
So I love that you were able to start it, and you started the first booklet. And then where did it take off from there? Because you said it was in the entertainment industry. How did you kind of transition that?
So I realized, okay, I've done everything I wanted in the entertainment industry. I really have. I didn't need more and I didn't want more. And I wanted nothing to do with it. So after I released the book, I saw people were really liking it. Right, for a little bit, it was on Amazon's bestseller list. And I'm like, okay, there is something here. I can be helping people by teaching them how to conquer fears. I've done it myself. And I do that on a daily basis. I can teach people how to do that. But what would the outcome be? Well, if you think about it, everything comes from two emotions. Number one is love. And number two, what do you think the second emotion is?
Fear.
Exactly. All the negative emotions are triggers from fear. If you're not feeling good about something, if you're sad about something, angry about something, it means you're afraid of something. And when that emotion hits you, you're essentially reacting out of fear, or you can act out of love. Mm-hmm. You look at all the hate on the planet today, starting from fear, because they're afraid of something. You eliminate the fear, will there be hate? I don't think so. Because people will be too busy focusing on the love.
Yeah.
And then I made it my mission. Mm-hmm. I made it my mission to help the world break the self-sabotaging cycle of fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'm just like absorbing what you're saying, because, you know, there's this book that I read, The Power of Love by Rhonda Byrnes, I think her last name is, but she talks about that, like the more love you bring out, like the less fear there is or less other emotions that come. And because a lot of times we hold that fear and it really does hold us back. But I love that you created this book to really help people and started helping them as well. And I know you have courses too, that you've developed. And so did that come after the book when you had all that success?
It's funny that you mention it, because the courses originally, right? The original course that I was so stoked to release was called the Unmasking Program. It's essentially how to become confident in yourself, to just take off the mask and stop being fake and be yourself. Be your authentic self. Not the people, not the person who people want you to be, but your authentic self, who you want to be. Mm-hmm. Living the life you want to live. And not caring about what other people would think. And that course was a complete flop, by the way.
I was like waiting for that.
And then, yeah, so I'm like, okay, that was a complete flop. I was thinking, you know what? Should I go back into magic now? It was horrible. Like, I thought, like, I think maybe one or two people actually got the course. Mm. So one or two people actually have the original course. Mm-hmm. Of the beginning of the F principle. Now, I was thinking, what can I do? There's much more to it.
Yeah.
Right? If you want to unmask yourself, you got to think about it, about, first of all, not just self-confidence, but also you have to think about how to conquer the fear of judgment.
Yeah.
And how to stop self-sabotaging. And for that, you need to a mindset, a specific kind of mindset, which I call the fearless mindset. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, so I took the course apart, created a bunch of courses, one leading to another, I'm like, it was doing better because some people like want a certain course, some people want another course. Mm-hmm. But there was that one thing missing. It did not make sense. Because those four courses all have to be one. Because, and that's the course that I have right now, the four keys to conquering fear's blueprint. Mm-hmm. So if you want to conquer all the fears, that's exactly it. It's over 8 hours long. It's not one of those little deep dives. Mm-hmm. It's over 8 hours of video content and bonus content, like to create crazy dreams. You know, exactly how to use an exercise that I call the fearless mindset exercise effectively, so that when you wake up, you're feeling phenomenal from the bat, like from the get-go. Mm-hmm. So, you know, most of the time you look at people, you wake up like, oh man, another day. Oh, well, here we go, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes even my wife doesn't understand. I'll wake up, I'm like, good morning. I am just energized before I even have my first cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And, you know, it's so interesting too, because I think going back to your first course, like you were able to build that. And I'm curious, before we get into like what happened in between that, I love that you were able to really compile everything together. You saw that there was a gap and filled that gap because it needed to coexist together to understand, because I think the mind is so powerful. And if we aren't really catering to that and allowing other things to take over, like self-sabotage, like not being good enough, all those factors, because I know I've dealt with that so much in my beginning stages of like when I was a therapist moving into business and all of those factors. But understanding too, when you take a step back and really work on your mindset and conquering and overcoming, or not overcoming, conquering the fear.
Yeah, there you go.
See, it's a mindset. But when you did start that first course, I'm curious, because a lot of times people will throw in the towel when like one thing doesn't work out, because I know I've had a lot of failures with courses and everything else. But what was your mindset around, okay, this didn't work, let me try this? Like, how did you transition to those two?
Resilience, that's all it is. Mm-hmm. It's all about resilience, you know, and you know something so deep in your heart that you feel it, mm-hmm. that this is what people need. You just go forward. When you have goals, like I've said, this dream life, it's the dream goal, right? I know exactly where I want to be, when I want to be there. You know, I want everything in detail. And I know that this program can help. You know, before that, I thought it would be able to help. And then after I released it, right now, it's over 1,800 people that have purchased the program in 82 different countries. You know, so I know it helps. I know it works. And at first I was doing mentorship programs. Mm-hmm. So I would gather 10 people into a mentorship program and just help them. You know, people were telling, hey, go for 100 people. Everyone needs it. I'm like, I can't. Because if I'm to help people, I want to help it. I want to make sure that it's going to be bulletproof. And there's 100% success rate. You know, some of my students, they either started business, they started podcasts. You know, one of them actually increased, and you know, his income from $55,000, and now he's making over $125,000 a year. And the only thing that was preventing him was fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, it works, right? Yeah. And that's when I decided, you know, to go more forward with a course. I still do mentorships, of course, but now there's a specific style of the mentorship that I do, mm-hmm. right? And if someone wants, obviously, like just a one-on-one, mm-hmm. it's also available. That's like I've helped CEOs of a huge company scale because I was able to identify the fear that was stopping him. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just, it depends on what you really want in life. And when it comes to resilience, you need to know what you want out of life. Because if you don't know, you're not going to be resilient. You're just going to go on to the next thing, the next trend. Mm-hmm. You know, people jump from trend to trend because they don't stick with one topic. Mm-hmm. So it was the same thing for me. I mean, when the whole transition from magic to the F principle, and then from the F principle, from unmasking program to, I started calling it, you know, unlock your happiness program. Because I figured once you conquer your fears, you can unlock your happiness.
Yeah.
But it didn't hit right with people because people don't want to be told that they are unhappy.
Yeah.
So sir, you are unhappy. Get this program, become happy. It doesn't work.
No.
So when I changed the name to the Four Keys of Conquering Fear's Blueprint, there's like, okay, what's the difference? And I mean, there's so many other courses, books on overcoming fears. Mm-hmm. People get the course. I personally speaking, okay, I got several books on overcoming fears. Mm-hmm. I got several courses on overcoming fears. The fears were still there. Like, mm-hmm. what's the point? Why am I wasting so much money? And then I realized the coaching industry. Mm-hmm. You know, it works when you come back. When you come back, I'm like, how can I be different? Mm-hmm. I don't want people coming back to me because that means they didn't do my job. So that's why I created the program, like the Four Keys. Mm-hmm. Here's the course. Any question you have is inside this course. Mm-hmm. Period. There is like, it leaves no questions asked. It's full, complete. And that's why I'm so proud of it. That's why I'm super excited about it.
Yes, I'm so excited for you too. And, you know, I appreciate the fact that you said about coaching, because I know like when I was coaching, it's really, you don't want your clients to come back because you've helped them get to that stage that they want to get to. But I think it's that mindset too, and having like the blueprint, the foundation of what's important, because then they have that and they can use those tools when something comes up, it's a new situation, but they know how to handle it more effectively than previously. Because I think that's a big part of it. And I appreciate the differences because like you saying too, like a lot of people can go read all these books, listen to all these podcasts, like do all these different things, but it's what makes it different. Like what makes it allow you to really take hold of, okay, this is the problem. Let's find the solution. So when these things come up, I'm not like ducking every 5 seconds of like, it's hitting me versus like, I can stand tall and powerful and get through it because I know how to handle it in a more effective way.
Yeah. I mean, if someone, like the only time I ever want my students coming to me is telling me their success. Other than that, I appreciate you. We'll talk, you know, hey, how you doing and everything. Because I want to make sure they're doing well.
Yeah.
But other than that, if you come to me for questions, I know exactly what you have done and what you haven't done. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm not feeling so good. When was the last time you did the Fearless Mindset exercise? Oh, I don't know. Watch the course again. It states, do it every single day. Turn it into a lifestyle. You will not have another sad day in your life, period. Like, sure, you will experience sadness, but it will not haunt you for more than a day.
Yeah.
That's what I say. Like, you're not going to experience a day of sadness because you'll know how to conquer that sadness. Mm-hmm. You'll know how to shift the mindset, right? I read this book. My wife got me a book, A Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. Mm-hmm. Beautiful book, right? I come from a Jewish background. So mm-hmm. I understand like where the guy is in a Holocaust camp and he's happy.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So don't tell me that seeing ashes of your relatives and still being positive is less than what you're going through right now.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a very strong and powerful book. And it really, like, I have so much respect for that. Absolutely. You know, the mindset. How do you keep that positive mindset?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm going to break it down, three things, which is the fearless mindset exercise. Number one, make a list of everything that you love about yourself. Number two, make another list of all of your greatest achievements. And number three, make a third list of everything that makes you laugh.
I like that.
It is the most basic exercise, but it's really what gets you to understand who you are as a person, what are you capable of, and what can make you smile.
Yeah.
Like Charlie Chaplin mentioned, a day without laughter is a day wasted. And I was like thinking, I love that quote. I don't know why. And now it makes so much sense. Because when you laugh, you automatically smile.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're fake laughing, I don't know anybody on this planet who can laugh without smiling. I don't think it's possible. So when you're smiling, it's scientifically proven that you attract more happiness into your life. When you're attracting more happiness, guess what? There won't be as much room for any sadness or negativity. Because positivity attracts positivity while negativity attracts negativity.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So when you're feeling down, you got to focus on how can you become happier? What can you do right now to bring more smiles into your life? Mm-hmm. Boom, YouTube video. Find a, I don't know, I love capybaras. So watching them just jump into a pond or like a river, it just kills me. I love it because they just belly flop. So that will immediately make me smile. When you're in a better state, you can then start focusing, okay, well, I love myself. Mm-hmm. I respect myself. And I can't wait to achieve more of what I've already achieved and beyond. It's super basic, but that's essentially what works. Mm-hmm. So
it absolutely does. And I think too, it really shows when we are like, it's a gratitude thing. So like when people are grateful for what they have, it's hard to like be grateful, but also be negative at that same time, just like with the positivity and negativity and being able to see it too, because like a part of like the mind and body connection for me is like you feel something or think something first and that counteracts that feeling or that behavior that you do. So it's really looking at like how you are showing up, writing things down, like pen to paper or in your phone notes section, being able to recognize that, because then you're rewiring the brain. And that's what it sounds like to me. When you're recognizing it every single day, you can see that and like being able to do those actions. So if you are feeling sad, it's okay to feel sad, absolutely. But getting stuck is the problem. And that's what I'm hearing.
And to be honest, gratitude is the fourth list.
I knew
it's
it.
It's like the secret list. But yeah, so gratitude is huge. But the only downside about that, it's very difficult to be grateful during dark times.
Yes.
It's very difficult. So you have to get out of those dark times and then you practice gratitude.
Yeah.
So do what makes you laugh first. Get that negativity away. Focus on yourself and then be grateful for everything around you. And congratulations, you are now happier.
Done. Simple as that. But it is simple. Like it is.
It is. It's super simple. You don't have to overcomplicate things. Yeah. Life is super simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I would agree. We complicate it because of what we think, what we do, instead of like taking the action, taking a step back and looking at the bigger picture of like, okay, let's focus on this moment. Because you can't maybe change the situation in that moment, but you can change the feeling or behavior, because feelings are always temporary. They're all valid, but they're temporary.
Yeah. You can also change the way you look at things. So you're feeling sad. Okay. Take a step back, like go into like a spiritual realm. If you, if, you know, I don't even know how to describe, but go to your like spirit, go out of your body experience and see what's happening from a, I guess, a third person perspective.
Yeah.
You know, oh, you're sad. Okay, what's making you sad? A, B, C, and D. Okay, let's start by taking off A, then taking off B, taking off C, taking off D. Congratulations, you're no longer sad.
Done.
Yeah.
I love that. I think it just like shows too, when you are able to look at it from a different lens, because sometimes we're so in the situation that we can't pull ourselves out or can't see what's really going on and like how much control we do have over something. Because there's things that we can't control, of course, but what we can control is putting on a little funny like YouTube video and laughing, or like especially like babies or toddlers, like you see a video of them and you just immediately like smile. I know I do, maybe not everyone, but I do. But those things, like those little tiny things become bigger moments over time as well, when you're able to recognize it. Just like what you said, even before we started recording, you're like, you know what, I'm awesome today. I like, you woke up really happy and like all those things, because of like the, you're actually practicing what you preach too. And I think that's so vital across the board.
Yeah, I mean, I would not be helping people if I didn't practice it myself. Everything I've done, everything I teach is everything that I've already done and that I'm doing every single day. And I actually did a quick experiment. I stopped doing the Fearless Mindset exercise every single day. And I saw an instant change. Starting from the day after, my days were not as fun. I'm waking up like, and I'm like, okay, so this is legit. Like, it's not something you take on and be happy and then you stop. You do this every single day of your life. And I guarantee you. And I know so many people that are like, Emmanuel, you're so full of crap because it's so much easier said than done. And I've had that. I'm like, you're right. It is so much easier said than done. But let me show you. Let me help you and show you exactly how easy it actually is. It is easier said than done, for sure. But it's still super easy to actually get this thing started. Like I have a student, right? And she was in a very dark spot. She wanted to become like an artist and she didn't know where to start and so forth. The truth is, it was the fear of judgment holding her back, lack of self-belief holding her back. And because of that, she was self-sabotaging. And she was in the wrong mindset. So we worked together. Mm-hmm. Now she's selling art pieces left, right, and center. She's happy. She was able to, you know, separate all the things that were pulling her back. And now she's grown towards her dream life. Mm-hmm. Like it took some time, right? Because you had to recalibrate the mindset. Mm-hmm. But after that, all it took, and it's not a simple step. It's not like a limitless pill, you know, from the movie Limitless, that you see everything so clearly. No, it takes time and practice.
Absolutely.
But you do that 6 months later, that's all it took. She's already like, boom. Wow. Like from never able to knowing how to raise money, she was able to raise over $2,000 in her first charity event.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm. To some, it may not be a lot, but to a lot of people, it's a lot of money. And I think it's a lot of money. To raise $2,000 by selling art when you've never done that before?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mind blowing.
Yeah. And, you know,
mm-hmm. Go on.
But I was just going to say, like, I think it's so important to realize too, because it might seem like little to some people, but it's also just the act of doing it and getting her face out there, getting her work out there, and being able to showcase that with all those fears that had happened prior to that. And I think it's so great when you're able to continue to practice something daily and it becomes a lifestyle, because it just becomes so second nature to you because you're doing it. And it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. Okay, I'm going to do it in the morning.
Exactly.
Every time. Or maybe it switches, but just doing it. Absolutely.
You know, and as I mentioned in the course, actually, you never know what you're truly afraid of until it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you really know what you're afraid of, fear has taken over. And fear is controlling you. So as I mentioned to everyone right now, if you're feeling that you can be more, truth is you're self-sabotaging yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you're self-sabotaging because you're afraid of something.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way to become more, if you want more, I'm not going to say next level. I don't know, I don't believe in the term next level, right? I believe in you can become better every day. And if you are not living the life that you want to live, you're not growing towards your dream life. You're sabotaging your dream life.
Mm-hmm.
And as I always mention, my definition of hell is being on my deathbed, reflecting back on everything that I could have done.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the worst feeling.
Yeah. You're putting it in perspective, like for sure. And just understanding that there's so much we can do and want to do, but not waiting and understanding that, like, you never know when your time is up, and looking back of like living each day to the fullest, no matter what that looks like for anybody, but really living that life. And, you know, I just appreciate everything you've been sharing about all the people that you've been helping too. And I'm curious, what was the initial idea of starting the course? Like after you wrote the book and you had all this intent behind it, a lot of people were behind it as well, and you saw that growth, what was the actual, like, okay, this, I need to create it into a course?
So everyone liked the book. I love the book as well. And I found a person who helps people with building courses.
Mm-hmm.
So then we built a course together. It was the Unmasking Program. Got like 2 sales, like I mentioned, you know?
Yeah.
So after that, I'm like, okay, I know I have a lot of value to provide.
Mm-hmm.
I know it, I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I have 2 options, continue or give up.
Yeah.
I don't give up. I just don't. You know, mm-hmm. I respect myself and love myself too much to give up on anything. So then I started breaking it down. So essentially it was an investment that I made.
Mm-hmm.
I learned how to build courses. I learned how to launch process and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I got the logos and everything designed. It was like essentially like a startup for I guess, coaches, mentors.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it didn't work out, but that's totally fine because I learned a lot from that.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I could have thought, oh man, I feel ripped off.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was quite a bit,
mm-hmm.
right? Mm-hmm. It was around 20K. To start.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time I had to really get the money and work hard, get the money. invest in it. And then I was hoping, I realized the difference between the goals and the targets. They're like 90 days, you'll make all the money back, no problem. You're core, you have so much to offer. I'm like, okay, I do have to offer. I didn't make the money back, which is totally fine. Mm-hmm. It's totally fine because what I've learned from it, what I've gathered from it, and it made me who I am today.
Yeah.
Like things don't happen to you, they happen for you. I'm a true believer of that. Mm-hmm. True believer. So if you think things happen to you, that's being in a victim mindset. And I'm too much of a control freak. I like to be in control. So I'm like, okay, this is happening for me. What can I do right now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that you said that too, because life is happening for you, not to you. And it is that mindset shift as well, because you can get stuck in that and think this is the end of whatever the situation is. But I appreciate you being so transparent too about, like, in the beginning you had worked with somebody else to create that first course and then investing and the amount of money you invested as well. And a lot of times people are like, that's a lot of money, or just like, does this really work? But it's, I love that you reframed it of everything that you learned from that experience and took that and moved it forward with everything else you've done. Because I do believe everything can teach us a lesson as well, of like, it might not be the best thing in the world that's happening, but you can see the lesson or the silver lining in it all.
Yeah.
At least that's what I think as well. But I love that you were able to create this course and you've had so much success and there's been a lot of roadblocks. But if you could share maybe just one or two tips for entrepreneurs listening now that you have learned along your journey that you think are pivotal for people to know.
Two things. Number one, conquer your fears before you start the business. Number two, you could start any business for free. But if you want to start a good business, there will be investments. Don't buy into the hype of starting a free business. You have to invest.
Yes. Well said. I couldn't agree more with both of us. It definitely helps moving forward. But I've been so enjoying this conversation. I so appreciate your time, your energy, and full transparency of your journey. But thank you again for coming on and just sharing everything with us today.
Thank you so much for the invite. I loved it.
Absolutely. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment below what was the biggest takeaway from today. And we will see you on the next video.